Okay, so this evening, Sutta, it's entitled Chana. It's number 90 in the Khandasamyutta. And I'll just give a little background first. This Chana was the Buddha's charioteer. And right off the bat, there's a little bit of a footnote that gives a little background, and then I'll fill in a little more. The commentaries identify this Chana with the Bodhisattva's charioteer who led him out of the palace on the night of his great renunciation. He had received ordination as a monk, but because of his former close relationship with the Buddha, he became proud and domineering and spoke harshly to the other bhikkhus. Shortly before his parinibbana, the Buddha had instructed the Sangha to impose on him the Brahmadanda, which is called the silence treatment. When Chana realized he was being treated as a pariah by the Sangha, he was shaken by a sense of urgency. And that's the place where this sutta starts, after he's been imposed, admonished, and this penalty imposed. But I thought I'd give a little background just to give you a flavor of what he might have been like anyway, because he was the instigator of several of the rules in the Vinaya. Several Pachitya rules and a Sanghadisesa rule as well. So just to give you a little bit of a hint, he was the instigator of Pachitya 12, I believe. Yeah, 12, which is the rule about evasive speech and causing frustration are to be confessed. Pachitya 12. And the brief origin story for this rule is, now at that time, Venerable Chana, having misbehaved and being examined about the offense in the midst of the community, wandered around one thing by way of another. Who has committed the offense? Who was committed? With regard to what matter was it committed? What was committed? How was it committed? What are you saying? Why do you say it? So this is an example of what we call evasive speech. He was also the instigator of another rule, another Pachitya, number 71. At Kosambi in Gosita's monastery. Now at that time the Venerable Chana indulged in bad habits. Monks spoke thus, Reverend Chana, do not do that. It is not allowable. He spoke thus, Your Reverences, I will not train myself in this rule of training until I have inquired about it of another monk, experienced, expert in discipline. The origin stories sometimes are pretty brief, but he was also for number 54, and the origin story wasn't very much other than that kind of similar to the previous one I just read. But that's the rule on disrespect. Disrespect is to be confessed. And then the Sanghadisesa, number 12 rule, is a rule that imposes Sanghadisesa offense on a bhikkhu who is difficult to admonish. The origin story to this particular rule is here again quoting Chana. He's obviously been admonished for a number of these other rules, and they're basically telling him that he's gone so far as to be considered somebody who is so difficult to admonish that he's eligible for banishment. He says, "You think you are to admonish me? It is I who should admonish you. The Buddha is mine. The Dhamma is mine. It was by my young master that the Dhamma was realized. Just as a great wind, when blowing, would gather up grass, sticks, leaves, and rubbish, or a mountain-born river would gather up water, weeds, and scum, so you, in going forth, have been gathered up from various names, various clans, various ancestries, various families. You think you are to admonish me? it is I who should admonish you. So, gives you a little bit of a flavor of of Channa. So he was difficult to admonish. He was basically a pain to live with. But after this, the Buddha imposed this penalty on him of essentially the silent treatment. This was close to the Buddha's passing away, the parinibbana, that happened.